This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.
Samara, good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, good day, Samara.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just calling in response to a man that you're speaking to and said he received an email about protesters paying people to protest.
No, wrong program, darling. No one's sent me an email like that. When did you hear this?
No, not that you received an email. A guy phoned in and said, I believe he was...
No, Samara, you, Samara, you weren't listening because I haven't taken a call of that nature.
There was a man that had a bad line and he said he used to mine in the Hunter Valley gold mine.
No, a man with a bad line phoned in. Neil was his name.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and not a gold mine, he's in a coal mine.
Okay, a Glencore coal mine. That makes sense.
So anyway, so what was the point you wanted to make, sweetie?
I just heard him say that he received an email from about a protest fundraiser that was going on. And
What he said was the basement, which is a place in Sydney where people perform musically, was conducting a fundraiser in support of people who were protesting against mining. That's what he said. He didn't say that someone was being paid to protest. No.
Okay. No, because I recorded it and I.
Well, Samara, I listened to it. That's what he said. So what did you want to say, love?
Okay, well, I just basically, as I heard that,
Samara, are you a protester?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a protester, but I have been involved in protests.
Well, if you protested, you're a protester. Where did you last protest?
I protested in Grafton.
Please tell me you weren't at the home of the gentleman who wanted to allow coal seam gas exploration, Mr. Graham.
Yes.
You were. So you don't think that's his free right to do that, do you? What do you do for a job, Samara?
Well, at the moment I'm studying university. And
how old are you, love?
I'm 23.
And how long have you been studying?
For 3 years.
3 years. So you left school at 20, did you?
No.
When did you leave school?
I left school when I was quite young, actually, in year 10.
Year 10, so you would have been 16. What did you do between 16 and 20?
Well, I had two children when I was 18 and 20.
But how did you support those two children?
I worked waitressing jobs.
What, while you were pregnant and having babies?
Yes, that's right. I did. Where's
the father of the children?
My ex-partner and I broke up.
How old were you when you broke up, love?
I was 22.
And do you get Centrelink payments these days?
Yeah, I do.
That's good. Well, I'll tell you what to do, Samara. Be a little more productive with yourself. Stop having babies to people that leave
productive.
You. Well, that's good. Stop having babies to people that leave you in the lurch. Stay with the kids. Who looked after the kids when you went to protest, by the way?
They're in daycare.
So you ducked up the Grafton from Coffs Harbour.
I took them. No, I lived out of town.
Yeah,
with
Samara, goodbye. Okay, get a job, get off your ass.
This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.